Hello, it's Bridget Cook here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2364, recorded on Thursday, the 26th of February 2026. I am joined by James McGarry, and together we will bring you the local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about a local personality, George Borrow. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature from writer Martin Newell making contact with his GP surgery. At the end of this week's news, you'll be able to listen to Chris Skinner with his Countryside podcast. He is joined by Matthew Gudgeon on a ramble around High Ash Farm, looking at hibernating peacock butterflies, buzzards, and exploring a lightning-scarred pine tree. So, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A rally in Norwich marks the fourth anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. 600 children are taking part in a reading challenge, and an Olympic weightlifting club calls for more men.
A Ukrainian mum living in Norfolk has described how civilians have had the worst winter ahead of a rally to mark the fourth anniversary of the war in Ukraine. Natalia Scott, who has continued to lead protests outside City Hall since Russia invaded her home country in February 2022, said she still has family in Kyiv. She said, "This winter has been the worst for civilians. My family are in Kyiv, which was more protected, but unfortunately, there have been so many missiles, it has cost lives and damaged the infrastructure, which includes their heating and electricity. If there is no heating, then all the pipes freeze as well. Temperatures in the Ukrainian capital have dropped as low as minus 16 degrees. Miss Scott said she continues to be hopeful of peace agreements, that they will be made and the war will soon come to an end. She said, "It's been tough and it's very difficult to live without hope. There needs to be much more pressure on Russia, and it seems there is no unity among the leaders at the moment. Ukraine continues to warn of the risks of further massive strikes and is pressing Western partners for more air defense munitions. Ukrainian and Russian officials have gathered in Geneva for peace talks to focus on practical issues and the mechanics of possible solutions, according to social media statement from the Ukrainian negotiator Rustem Umerov.
A skate park being renovated could be open as early as this spring as construction progresses. The upgraded space for skateboarding, BMX, scooting and rollerblading at Eaton Park has started to take shape with contractors digging up the area. Two progressive height ramps will be added to support both beginners and more advanced riders. The skate park's China Bank, a curved skateable surface, forms a distinctive central feature in the final design. All of the ledge heights are now above 33 centimetres for BMX users. The project is being led by skate park designers Betong Park, who were appointed by Norwich City Council to make the space more accessible. Councillor Emma Hampton, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Parks and Open Spaces, said, "These upgrades are about more than just new ramps and rails. They reflect our commitment to building a healthier, more inclusive and connected Norwich."
More than 600 young children are taking part in a reading challenge. Children from Busy Bees nurseries across Norwich have joined the Get the Reading Buzz Pledge, a nationwide programme launched by the UK Early Years education provider, aiming to read more than 45 million books with children in 2026. Jenny Shaw academic lead researcher and developer at Busy Bees, said, "Every day in our Norwich nurseries, we see how a simple story can capture a child's curiosity. Reading is more than just a moment. It's a spark that ignites imagination, supports early language development, builds confidence, and deepens connections between parent and child." The scheme involves more than 37,000 children across more than 350 nurseries in the UK, each aiming to enjoy at least 4 books a day. The initiative addresses a wider decline in reading enjoyment among children, with just 1 in 3 reporting that they enjoy reading in their free time. Busy Bees nurseries in Norwich are incorporating the challenge into each day with at least 4 stories to encourage early literacy and a lifelong love of reading.
Norwich's only Olympic weightlifting club is appealing for more men to take up the sport, as the majority of its clients are women. Mukanda Weightlifting Club in Helsdon says that while the sport is becoming more popular, currently more than 60% of lifters at its gym are female. Owners Milton Sequeira, 42, and Anna Lavos, 33, say that often men are put off by having to lower the weight they lift to learn the correct Olympic weightlifting technique. People need to learn the right technique so that, one, they don't get hurt, and two, to do the lifts properly to be successful in the sport, Mrs. Lavos said. Not all men are open to that discussion. The couple opened Mukanda Weightlifting Club at a premises on Vulcan Road in 2021, later moving to their new, larger unit on Reefham Road last year. Weightlifting is so beneficial, especially for people who are ageing, and we are looking to create a weightlifting group for over 55s. The history of Olympic weightlifting. While Olympic weightlifting has ancient roots, with organised lifting contests recorded in Egyptian and Greek societies, the modern sport took shape in Europe in the late 19th century. The first weightlifting world championships were held in London in 1891, and weightlifting appeared at the first modern Olympic Games in Athens in 1896, featuring simple one-hand and two-hand lifts with no weight classes. It returned as a standalone sport at the 1920 Antwerp Games and has been contested at every summer games since then. From the 1920s to the 1970s, the programme was refined. One-hand lifts were dropped, standard body weight categories were introduced, and by 1972, the clean and press was removed, leaving today's two classic lifts, the snatch and the clean and jerk.